Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. Nick and I are back after, 2 weeks away? We got a lot to talk about. We got Goose Island. We got some Revolution news. We got Off Color opening. And we're drinking some Around the Bend. All that more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to cork pop out. Boom, and it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're back.
It's been too long, man. You finally decided to come home, man.
Yeah,
what the hell?
I messed up the intro. We had to redo it. Gone for a couple weeks. The last episode we did was with the Bulldog beer.
Yeah, Bulldog now.
Yeah, Bulldog, not Bulldog.
Not Bulldog. Bull,
yeah. It's a good episode to go out on for a couple weeks because it was like a good
that's true. Yeah, it wasn't like time specific. You could dive into like what they've been about and what they're doing, like a profile piece.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was awesome. Hopefully a lot of people listen to that, check them out, and now picked up their beer.
They're cool too. Jerome. Yeah. And Mrs. Jerome, her name escapes me.
I'm forgetting. Yeah, I want to say it was Sherry or no, that's not right. We're gonna get blamed.
Mrs. Jerome for now.
Oh, man. We're in big trouble on that one. All right. But we're not here to talk about that this time. We're here to talk about what Nick's been up to for 2 weeks. Because I've just been drinking wine.
Yeah, you've been drinking wine. You've been hanging out on, you know, doing push-ups on the edge of cliffs.
I guess, sure. just eating sandwiches and lots of pasta and pizza.
Right on, man. I'll let you decide on where we want to start. So I have two lists this week. One is since Brad's trip.
So
the week before you.
Okay.
Then before this week, and then this week. So the last 2 weeks, basically.
Okay.
I'll just dive in, and you stop me if you want to talk about more. Right. So this was Goose Island. Yeah. Clybourne is open again.
The new Clybourne pub.
Oldest pub in town. It's open again. This is their third renovation. In fucking 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. Last time they went with this whole steel and exposed wood thing.
But now, only in half.
Only in half of it. And the rest of it was like the old stole man bar.
Yeah.
Right? It's bizarre. So Goose Island's back online. The entire Bourbon County 2017 beer lineup.
Okay.
We went to that. Goose Island, actually, Fulton had a bottle share where they had raspberry BCS. Okay. I didn't know raspberry BCS was a thing, Brett.
Oh, yeah, I never heard of that.
2011.
Okay, so this was you got to try all of the new variants.
Right.
Which we had already talked about have already been packaged, so they've been sitting for
a while.
Correct,
for 3 months, apparently.
So been packaged for 3 months. Now you had them a month now before they're coming out. So coffee has been sitting now before anyone will buy it for 4 months.
So we were there for the Stephanie Iser thing in October, and coffee was ready then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's still kind of bizarre to me, but you know, when Rare 2.0 came out in 2015, right?
Yeah.
And everything, a lot of stuff got infected that year, so it changed their protocol.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so now they're
like, they flash kill everything.
Yeah, flash pasteurization was involved, and then you know they typically let it sit in the bottles and monitor it, but that process is expanded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Things surprisingly are held up on the coffee. I mean, it kind of is kind of like OG coffee, you know. And this is actually the original coffee that they use in the first batch, which debuted in 2010. So this is Espresso Black Cat from Intelligentsia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there were five variants. They scratched. There were supposed to be. You remember King Henry, right? Which was, you know, what was it? It was Pappy second use Pappy barrels or third use Pappy barrels.
Yeah, it was like a barley wine, though.
Yeah. The barley wine and third use Pappy barrels, they want to do a version of that with the infected barrels.
Okay.
But then they got infected. Well, the official stance is, you know, hey, it didn't meet our taste specifications.
Okay.
Yeah. So they scrapped it. So there were going to be two barley wines this year. Now there's just the one.
Okay.
Yeah. So coffee's back. Original's back. And then everything else is, well, prop is back. Prop is a different recipe this year.
And prop is only Chicago.
Chicago only.
Yeah.
Right. And then they've got something to celebrate. It's called BCS Reserve. And it's to celebrate the dinner that led to Greg Hall leaving Kentucky with all these whiskey barrels, right? It was a dinner between like Greg Hall and
so just a bottle Jim of Beam. Whiskey.
So BCS Reserve is a bottle of American rye whiskey. No. It's what is BCS Reserve, man? Oh, they've got 11-year-old Knob Creek barrels.
Okay.
For BCS Reserve. Cool. And then the new one is Northwoods.
Okay.
Northwoods is their brewmaster, Jerry Jankowski. That's his take on he likes to go to Wisconsin, and, you know, he's like outdoorsy kind of guy. Mm-hmm. So it's got almond extract as well as goddamn, Brad, what else is in it?
I don't know.
And blueberry, sorry. Blueberry extract and almond extract in the Northwoods.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So
and then you said prop this year has banana.
Yeah.
And it's a little weird.
It's bizarre, man. It smells like a banana smoothie, man.
That's cool.
I'm going to pull out my notes here on prop, which I probably should have had. We had a pregame here. I should have opened my fucking notes.
I know. We should have figured out everyone's name. We should have looked at our notes, but we forgot how to do the show.
I mean, you know, it's been a while, man. Yeah. So it looks like we're talking about prop. It's a Bananas Foster's inspired prop.
Oh, okay.
Bananas Foster. So this prop is infused with, banana and cinnamon.
Okay.
And oh, man, this is bad. Banana and cinnamon.
That's it.
That's
okay.
That's all my notes say here.
All right. But it was good. It's worth getting. Right.
I think I'm going to stand in line for this one, man.
What? He's waiting in line.
Yeah. Oh, and sorry, bananas, cinnamon, and almonds.
Almonds, okay.
So, yeah.
So the other one has almond extract, too. So a lot of, like, almonds going on this time. Yeah. So if you're allergic to nuts,
yeah,
this is not the Bourbon County year for you.
That's true. The Northwoods has blueberry juice and almond extract. The prop, or the Banana Foster's BCS, has cinnamon, almonds, and bananas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So the interesting thing about the prop this year was that their brewer, he's been trying to do every year, all the brewers submit, you know, small batch BCS stuff for coming up with the next year's version. Yeah. He's submitted banana for like 3 straight years, right? And before banana, he submitted a red roasted beet version of BCS.
Oh, that sounds cool.
He said it was the worst.
Oh.
He said it finished with the lowest score in the history of their trial phases. And then after the year after that, he started introducing banana. First, it was like a trail mix version, you know, with like banana and raisin and banana chips, right? Okay. And then that was the first year. And then this is year 3, and he finally won them over with banana. I think everybody was concerned about how banana would play as far as like, you know, an ingredient in the beer as far as like, we were talking about Dino S'mores and how graham cracker is in that beer.
Yeah.
You know, at least in the past it was. And so people at Goose Island was like, yo, we always love the flavor, but what about bananas in the beer? Yeah, like, how's that going to work?
What kind of bacteria is going to form here? What could happen? Huh.
He's like, man, you know, we basically treated the banana like yeast. You know, like we threw it in there. We cold crashed it. So all the bananas sank to the bottom of the conical tanks. You know, we ran it through a whirlpool, you know, and then we took a lot of banana extract and put it in there as well.
Okay, yeah.
Or actually banana essence, they're calling it. Mm. So they take like this banana puree, and however you get from puree to essence, that happens. And then they take these 55-gallon drums of banana essence and pour it in.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was it was a clean beer. Like, cool. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So no oil lines or anything like that. So.
All right. So you got to taste all these at the new revamped Clybourne Pub.
No. So it was weird because it was Clybourne one night, and then the next night was the Barrel Warehouse.
Oh, where you tried these, okay.
Right, so Clybourne is now called the Brew House, and the Barrel Warehouse is just called, it's called the Barrel House.
Okay, yeah. So I guess stepping back then, how was the new Clybourne?
You know, I'm a purist, you know?
Okay.
So I don't fucking like it, okay, Brad? I don't like it, you know? I mean, they were, you know, it's all steel and like dark colors. And I think like I think they say GT and Oyster and the original Big Goat, not Little Goat, but Girl and the Goat, like the same crew that designed those places.
Oh, okay.
Designed this place. The thing that pissed me off was that there's still only one bathroom. You know?
Well, there's the guy and the girl bathroom right there. Right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have installed a new bathroom.
Well, right? I mean, well, the kitchen is wide open, right? And there's more space for seating, right?
Okay.
So they could have put a bathroom on the side of the kitchen, you know? They could have put a bathroom in this back bar that they revamped for a third time.
Right. So that was the old...
I'm pretty sure there's a bathroom for employees back there.
Right, yeah.
Right? But no bathroom for the public. And I'm only complaining because this is where big parties are. You know, Belgian Fest, Stout Fest, you know, Black Friday, you know. These are huge parties, and there's only one pisser. I sound like an old man, I'm sure, but I didn't like that. I like the old place a little bit better, but I understand that this had to be done. You know what I mean?
It didn't have to be.
Like, I feel like they're kind of looking at it like, hey, as a brand, you know, we got all these bars and, you know, we're in China, we're in Philly.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're in the Hard Rock Cafe, you know, this is Goose we're talking. So it's like, all right, so we want something uniform to those places.
Okay.
Like when I went to, we're just changing gears for a little bit, I went to Denver, their oldest brew pub, Wine Coop. It kind of looks the same way it did when it opened.
Okay.
Right? And I get it, it's dusty, big, beautiful, like a British-inspired pub, bar, like big dark oak, you know, and that's how the old Goose was. It was like the place you take your aunt or your folks. This is a little more slick.
Right. It feels modern.
It feels modern. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't really like it.
But is it still laid out the same where you have that like back bar, like the entryway is way too big still?
Yeah, they did a nice job of changing the host stand.
Okay.
So that it makes more sense for that space.
Okay.
And then
so they didn't like tear down walls or anything like that?
Yeah, they did. It's actually, they did quite a few things differently. So there's still a back bar, right?
Okay.
And that back bar is kind of like that, you know, that smoke-filled room, that old wooden vibe, right, from the previous bar. That's kind of in the back bar. They're calling that the vintage bar. So they're going to pour just the Sisters and BCS all year in the back bar.
Okay.
Right, when you walk in and go straight to the back.
To the right.
To the right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That side one, right?
The sidebar.
Okay.
Yeah. And then on the opposite side of that, the old party room.
Yeah.
The with the former Carl Strauss room. That room has been renovated. And the biggest difference in the space now is that there's no longer a loft.
Okay.
You know, when you walk to the main bar, there's a loft and then there's also cellar seating.
Yeah.
There's no
longer a loft. What's up there now?
They just expanded the brew house. So they went from a 10 barrel system to a 15 barrel system and they got a lot more space for tanks.
Okay.
Yeah. So that
the loft and the cellar are gone.
The loft is gone and the cellar are gone.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was like five bars in one.
Right.
Now you're missing the loft and you're missing the cellar, and that's all brew house now.
And they still have that weird like sort of outdoor scene.
Right. Which I think we're still calling that the patio. I think.
Like, I don't know, someday maybe they'll get a license and open that up, actually.
You know, I asked them, and I'm like, well, what's the deal, man? You know, you could have threw some rooftop action out here. And they're like, the landlord wasn't having it. So no outdoor seating, no rooftop, right? So there's the patio. There's the main bar, which is now expanded because they revamped the kitchen.
Okay.
So the main bar has, like, maybe 30 more seats.
Oh, wow. So it's longer. It's, like, goes...
The bar's the same size, but there's the extra seating is tables now.
Because
the kitchen is kind of pushed back. You know, so you got.
Did realize they didn't need as much space, kind of in the kitchen, or
they actually lost seats with this revamp. So before you could hold, something like 400. Yeah, now you're down to like closer to 300.
Well, no one's gonna go there because you go to Goose Island and that's it.
Yeah,
right. We've talked about this before. It's in a bad spot. That's not.
It's in a strip mall.
That's not Goose Island's fault. That's not anyone's fault.
Yeah,
it's just not a place for a bar.
Yeah,
nothing there. It's all shopping.
Yeah, that's right. You got Gap for Kids and like the Patagonia store and Bed Bath & Beyond, shit like that.
Yeah.
Right? It is across the street from Benny's, which is, Benny's looks great, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The rehab Benny's.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going on and on about Goose. But it was cool, though. It's cool. The coolest part, I think, of the space was that, there's going to be, as we talked about, there's going to be Bourbon County all year.
Okay.
And that's where Bourbon County started. It was made there. So, and then they got more room to do. They're going to do more bottle releases, I think, because they got a lot more tank space.
Okay. I'm glad to see it back open. Like, I'm talking, like, bad about the location, but it is also, like, on my way home from where we record here in my house.
Yeah.
It's the easiest spot to hit up that's a brewery for a beer.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing between Roscoe Village and Wicker Park unless you go to Peace. Like,
that's true. Revolution's really like
kind of a little bit out of the way, but if you're just going down Ashland, Goose is the only thing, like, right there.
Yeah.
So I'll probably check it out here soon just because it's an easy stop on the way home.
Yeah. What else is going on over there? Oh, yeah, Vintage Ale Bar, private dining room, the main dining hall, and the patio.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll check it out and have another thorough review on my thoughts.
Yeah, it's I'm just glad to see it back online.
Yeah.
You know, it's the oldest brewery in town, so.
Sure. So you did that, you drank some Bourbon County. Anything else that previous week?
Shout out to Corridor. I went there. I was like, well, I can't do the show with Brad. That's Brad's spot. I'm gonna go hang out there. I went to
that beer release.
They had the Squeeze It release.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was ended up being 4-pack tall boys of their DDHNEIPA. That haze, bro. He's shaking his head. He's shaking his head on this
thing. Too many initials.
8%. I thought it was great. They said they sold out of 4-packs in like 40 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah, you could still get it. I got a growler of it. Not a growler, but the crowler.
Oh, okay.
I got a crowler of it. But yeah.
They should have probably just gave us some cans. Like, really? Mm. Come on.
Right? It's true. Oh, but you know, I think the coolest beer I had was the Raspberry BCS from 2011. At Fulton during there was like a homebrew event there.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, so they said they lost some barrels of port wine BCS that Lafleur put together.
Hmm.
Yeah, so and then Lafleur later on said that that Greg Hall had him source some barrels from Napa Valley. So these are probably like Cabernet barrels.
Yeah.
Right? They put some BCS in there and then lost it. So and then once they moved to the current barrel warehouse, they found it. I'm like, what the fuck are we supposed to do with this? Right? So then they tasted it. It was a little, you know, too many tannins, you know. But then they blended fresh BCS into it. And then they're like, all right, we got something here.
Cool.
So that was really exciting.
Neat. Yeah.
So.
So then Corridor, anything else that week?
One more thing. Collective Brew is in town. Collective Brew is a group from Toronto. Mm. They had a launch party. You remember the old Handlebar the Revolution guys used to own?
Yeah.
Over on next door to that is a shared work art space.
Handlebar still open?
Handlebar's still a thing.
Okay, yeah. It's a vegetarian.
Nice vegetarian menu too. Yeah. There's a space next door called Canvas.
Okay.
Just like this full on like work event space.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So these guys are they're all about like finding local artists, and their core beers will rotate can labels every quarter. So every quarter they're going to do a call for art, and then you submit art, and they'll have a 4-pack of cans, and just, you know, and then each can will have a different Chicago artist on it. It sounds like.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
That's pretty cool. So that's all I did that week.
Nice.
Yeah. Woo.
Oh man. So then.
God damn it, Brad! You got to stop me from talking, man.
I know. So then I guess going into you had a list of the previous week and now this week, right? Or this last week?
Yeah, real quick. Jame O'Nilla from Revolution. That's a Jameson barrel aged vanilla nitro stout from Rev. And they had a party at Benny's, the flagship Benny's across the street from Goose Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you were just hanging out over there.
Dude, it was rolling, man. Did way too much, man. Oh, I went down to Jolly Pumpkin too. That's the last thing I
Bridgeport.
Did. Hyde Park.
Hyde Park.
Yeah, even further south than Bridgeport. Yeah. This place is weird, man. You know? Like, it's not... Okay, so when you walk in, the brew house isn't visible at all. Okay. And it's a pizzeria and brewery, right? The brew house isn't visible at all. You know, we're like, hey, what's up, man? Do you guys make the beer here? And nobody really knew. And we talked to the manager. They're like, yeah, well, you know, we didn't pay the right people because our permits and shit aren't here to make beer, so we're going to bring in beer from Michigan.
Until we have stuff.
Until we figure this out, right? So apparently, this is their 15th concept. They've partnered with a crew called Mission Restaurant Group, and they've got 15 of these locations. Now, they've got...
15, like, Jolly Pumpkins?
Well, 15 brew pub concepts with food. Yeah, so a brew pub with food. That's redundant because a tap room is just beer. So a brew pub suggests you have food.
Right. So it's not Jolly Pumpkin. It's this company's.
It's this company Mission, and underneath the Mission Restaurant Group, there are these three or four breweries I've never heard of. And Jolly Pumpkin's one of those breweries. So 15 of those.
Oh, okay.
Most of them are in Michigan.
Okay.
Dude, this space is nice. It's all copper. It's all like blonde oak. And it looks really good. Yeah. Oh, but they were saying that the founder of this place is friends with the chancellor at University of Chicago. And the chancellor's like, man, we know you could do that brewery thing up in fucking Michigan. We've got some needs down here for Hyde Park. We need a pizzeria and we need a brewery.
We need anything in Hyde Park.
We have nothing here.
Please.
And, you know, they got that whole downtown Hyde Park thing. You know, they got their Chipotle. You know, they got their 24-hour diner. So they don't have a brewery. They don't have a pizzeria. So Jolly Pumpkin's like, all right, cool. Let's do it. And that's how it came about.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So. I've been to Hyde Park once in my life.
I was thinking to myself, like, man, I probably came down here like once last year, right? Yeah. Like, and I don't know if this will convince you to go more, but I would say this place is worth checking out.
Right. It may convince some people who either haven't been or have gone once like me to be like, let's go to Hyde Park again. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
It's never really been. It's not that hard to get to. It's pretty far in general, but you can get there. It's right off the expressway.
It's right off Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
You Lakeshore Drive, 55th, boom, you're there.
You're there, yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah. Had the Brune and a sour IPA. Sour IPA was just like, I wasn't a big fan. But the old Brune was nice.
Yeah, Jolly Pumpkin's beers, they're okay.
Yeah.
They're really good if you're getting into sour beers. Like,
right.
Perfect way to, yeah. Like, I think that's kind of how I got into them through Jolly Pumpkin a little bit.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think about how, you know, how we had Weiner on the show before, mm-hmm. and some of their beers are Belgian and French style beers, and there's like a kiss of sour with those. I think Jolly Pumpkin's like, if you enjoy that level of sour and you're ready for something else, then you step up to Jolly Pumpkin after that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm glad they're here. You know, I think we counted 14 breweries on the South Side. So, but none, like you said, none over east where Hyde Park is.
Right. Yeah.
So it's cool. Like as a city, we're still finding ourselves as a destination. We got some cool out of town folks who were making relationships with universities and coming down here to make breweries.
That's pretty cool.
And
yeah.
The pizza's good too.
That's good.
So yeah, that was a good stop.
Nice.
Yeah.
Then anything else?
I think that's it.
That's it. Okay.
Whew.
And you know what? At the beginning of the show, we forgot to even talk about what we were drinking.
I was wondering if we did that or not.
No, we didn't. We just been drinking away. So we'll throw this here before we start talking about the stuff coming up this week.
Right on.
But we have some beer from around the bend.
Right on.
This is how we keep people interested in the show. We mix it up. It's not formulaic.
It's not cookie cutter.
Yeah. So this is their holiday beer called Pretty Lights.
Right on. All of the lights, man.
Yeah, we're recording on Halloween, but we're drinking Christmas beer.
I love how I'm just glad it's not another. I'm just glad it's not like, you know, another Oktoberfest.
Right, you're done with Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I love the artwork on here, man. It's like a submarine helmet, and he's got Christmas lights around his neck like a necklace, and he's got a little top hat on. He's here to party. He's got pretty lights on that too. Mm-hmm. Man, every time I hear the phrase "pretty lights," I think about my first Lollapalooza in Perry's tent, where the band Pretty Lights.
Yeah,
they don't fuck around. They put on a good show.
Yeah, they're a great band. Yeah. But this is a Belgian triple ale with cranberry and almond, so triple ale, but it's only 8%. It's not like a you know, one of those 9-11% triple ales.
Yeah. So we're talking Saaz and Northdown hops.
Okay.
Inspired by the Northdown Cafe. No,
yeah.
I don't know.
They're not anymore.
What? I think they're gone, right? Northdown Cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get clove and orange when I drink this. Mm-hmm. And at first the cherry was a little bit too much for me initially, but now some of the other flavors
now
are
that
coming
you've,
out.
Now that you've had it. Gotten through it a little bit. It's always like a shock when you have one of those like fruit beers or even like a pumpkin ale.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of those like holiday beers, they're just like, oh, spice and flavor I wasn't ready for. And once you get through that, you can get some of the other stuff.
Yeah. The almond and the malt start to come in and clean up all that fruitiness.
But it feels a little more desserty. Like it's going to go great with like you had dinner, this is at your dessert end, maybe with some cookies or something
this
like that.
Is a party because it's, you know, it's a little, it's lighter than I was expecting mouthfeel wise.
Yeah,
so like you said, we're gonna keep, after dinner we're gonna keep popping desserts,
right, so you have that, and then you can move into your stouts and like your big beers that are gonna slow you down and knock you out.
Right, this is a bridge before you get to the knockout blow for holidays. That's true. It's a nice beer. I like it.
Yeah. This can still get you out dancing and partying. So around the bend, to drop these off. We may have an interview we're going to do with them. Maybe get over there and check out their space and learn more about them. Because I don't know a ton about them. I know they brewed with Ale Syndicate for a little while.
Yeah, they brewed with Ale Syndicate. Now they're down in Pullman with Burn City. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Dusix, man. I went to Dusix. Well, we're going. I saw a guy, Jeff Andertuck.
Oh, nice.
We got to go out there.
Okay.
We got to go to Dusix. But he was super stoked about the pistachio ale that these guys do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. He was really excited about that, man. And he's got a nice. He has stuff from Half Acre I'd never heard of before.
Damn. Okay.
Like, and we just went to their brewery. We went to both their breweries, and I still hadn't heard of the stuff they got down at Dusix.
All right, we got that. Winter's coming. This is a bad time to take the show on the go.
This is true.
But we may have to do
this. This is true. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll keep sipping on this. That's everything Nick went to. I didn't go to anything because I was gone.
I'm glad you're back, man. But you did. All right. So you were in Italy. You were in Rome. You were in Turkey.
Well, yeah. Rome's in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
I was Rome, in you could tell Venice, Venice, Florence, Rome, and then flew in to Istanbul, which is in Turkey. So,
right on.
So all over. We went to the Brew Dogs. We went to Brew Dog in Florence because they have a Brew Dog in Florence.
Florence and Italy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brew Dog in Florence and Rome, the place with the best Wi-Fi. So it was like the fastest. So we were able to like upload pictures and videos there. We probably stayed too long and we went there twice just mainly because the internet was the best.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could get some like IPAs and some hop kind of beers.
Yeah.
We drank a handful of beers every now and then. We went to Open Baladin. They're in Rome.
They're one of the crews behind the beer program at the Eataly's.
Yeah.
It's Dogfish Head and then this Baladin guys you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
So that brew pub is pretty awesome.
Really?
Yeah. It was really nice. We went to another beer bar kind of near where we were staying. They had recently had a tap takeover. Oh, I'm forgetting, but from like a sour brewery in the States.
Really?
I'm forgetting which one.
Wicked Wheat.
No, it wasn't Wicked Wheat, but yeah. It was a...
Rare Barrel.
No.
I'm just naming the ones
I know. Naming sour breweries. Yeah. Right. Not Jolly Pumpkin. No. So that was cool. She was just talking about beer in Rome, and they had stuff from like main breweries, and they had a Three Floyds bottle like in a case, and it was just funny.
It's wild, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. As well.
So drink a handful of beer in between the wine drinking as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's all about the wine over there, man.
Mm-hmm. But it feels good to be back doing the show. Missed it.
Yeah. Dude, it brings me a sense of calm every week to do this show. You know, I was grumpier than usual without the show, so I'm glad we're back on track.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone missed us too. Awesome. So we should dive into events this week. We haven't even covered events since we left previously because we talked to the Bulldog guys.
Yeah, right on.
So what do we got on the calendar?
Let's see here, man. We're going to start with Southport Lanes, man. They're celebrating their 95th anniversary, Brad. This is on Friday, November 3rd. So they're having like a throwback party, man. 5-cent bowling, 1920s cocktails, $1 Schlitz, $1 Burn City.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever been to Southport Lanes. I would probably go for that.
Right. I've been for ping pong because they used to do ping pong on like Tuesdays or Thursdays,
right,
and take all the pool tables and throw ping pong tables on top.
95 years.
That's a long ass time.
That's
for in Chicago for a place. Like,
yeah.
I just came from a place where things were like, this is from 30 AD.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, right? What? Okay.
They
it's
do.
Like 95 years.
They do glassware and cupware over there, really cool. And they do, I love like, you know, like the way the buildings, you know, architecture.
Yeah.
I was going to say the way the buildings are shaped. Man, so that's Friday, Southport Lanes, 95th anniversary, $1 Burn Cities. Saturday, Beer Hoptacular.
That's kind of snuck up, right?
Yeah. Our friend Josh Seago, Lou Dog Events. This is at CineSpace again. This is the second year at CineSpace.
So it's right across the street from kind of Lagunitas.
Yeah. Yeah. Same complex as Lagunitas. That's two sessions on Saturday. That's always a fun time. And they're doing an infusion lounge this year.
Oh, boy.
They're going to take a handful of brews and make some dessert-inspired fusions. Where they run through a Randall.
Nice. So you gonna try to make it out there?
I'm gonna try to go to the morning session. I judge the
homebrew.
The homebrew.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So we can get up at 8 a.m. and go to
start drinking
and go to 18th and Western, and you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Right. Yeah. I know.
So that's Saturday, man. What else do we got here?
On Saturday, there's also the walk, right?
Is that Saturday?
The Lincoln Avenue stroll, or is that Sunday?
I think it's Sunday.
Oh, okay.
We'll slide into Sunday, though. We're right there. Sunday from 3 to 5 is the Lincoln Avenue beer stroll. Cheers to our pals at Beermiscuous, mm-hmm. Andrew. They tipped us off here. It looks like you can take two routes, man. This is a $45 ticket, first of all. For a walk. You need $45 for this walk, man.
Damn.
But you're going to get 30 beers.
Okay.
And 2 ounce pours. 2 ounce pours on each beer.
Okay.
You know. Dude, I saw one of these in Roscoe. It was a wine stroll, and the neighborhood acts up. It's fun. Not in like a Wrigleyville kind of bro-y way.
Yeah.
It's just like really fun for other neighborhoods
it's
to get
the
in on it.
Santa pub thing, whatever.
It's
that's
the tea box, the 12
years.
It's not that. Yeah. So there's two routes here, right? You can go Belmont to Addison, or you can go Diversey to Belmont.
Oh, cool. Okay.
2 ounce pours, 30 beers, $45 ticket. Lincoln Avenue Beer Stroll.
Nice. Okay.
That's Sunday.
Check that out.
Also Sunday at Bang Bang Pie Shop in Logan is BCS Prop Pie.
Okay. So Banana Foster's Pie.
Banana Foster's Pie. So it's a Bourbon County Banana Custard. They top it with spiced cinnamon almond crumble. And, of course, it sits in a baked graham cracker crust. And that's not all, Brad. They top it with proprietor's Bourbon County Drizzle.
Damn. Okay.
Caramel drizzle. Yeah. Oh, but then they're giving away tickets to Prop Day.
Oh. Okay.
So Prop Day, this is the second year, the Prop Day thing. Where so
Prop Day is a day where special people can go buy prop.
Yeah, you can drink it on draft, and they'll have some other favorites, and then, you know, your ticket includes the ability to buy prop. Yeah, because Rare's not every year, but Prop is every year. And Prop is a Chicago-only version of Bourbon County
and
style.
And Rare Day was last year, right?
Well, I guess like 2 years ago now, right? 2015.
Because I remember we both went, but I went and I could only get my bottles and I couldn't go to the, because I was leaving that night or in the morning for travel.
So it was like 2 years ago was Rare Day, and Rare's only happened twice in the company history. Mm-hmm. Oh, but then after Rare Day, like, hey, this is great, but we're out of Rare, so let's just do Prop, because Prop is every year.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So that's their way of celebrating the city. Chicago only, draft only. No, Chicago only release of BCS.
So what time is the Bang Bang Pie thing?
Oh, that's from 9 to 4.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pre-order that pie. That's what I did, Brad. I like to eat. I don't know, man.
Can you just go there and get the pie?
You can go there and get the pie if you want. You can pre-order the pie.
Okay. Yeah. Can you get a ticket also?
No. I think they're giving away some tickets there for Prop Day.
Okay.
But this is really more about the pie.
Oh, okay.
I hope it's on draft, though, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they have draft there.
You know, but you're right. They don't have draft.
No.
Wishful thinking. Fuck.
There's like, it's as big as this room that we
record.
Bang
Bang Pie is not that big. You're right.
I've gotten pies there for like Thanksgiving, and it is the lot next door is where all the pies are set up. So, yeah.
Yeah. He's right.
All right. So anything else on Sunday?
No, that's actually it on Sunday. And then after that, we slide right into FOBAB week, Brad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Wednesday, November 8th. FOBAB is on the 10th. Wednesday, November 8th, there'll be two events, one at Lucky Door from 6 to 8. And then Benny's is doing something called the Benny's Barrel Age Classic, where they have 50 breweries at their space.
Damn, okay.
Their space is legit as fuck. Their new, the revamped flagship Benny's across the street from Goose Clapboard.
Right, that new space after you walk through all the wine. There's the bar. Yeah.
There it used to be home to the like Siebel classes, mm-hmm. but now it's just a full on party space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vaulted ceilings. Space is fantastic.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, that's it for events, man.
It's all the events, and then you have this crazy news list. I'm seeing all your notes here. So we should, let's get on that.
Yeah, man. Let's get after it, man. Sam Smith, 259-year-old brewery out of England. They're on tap for the first time ever in the United States. They're bringing a Sam Smith's Oatmeal Stout. Hmm. We went to Puerto Rico. That was one of the few beers we could rely on down there.
Really?
You know, there was Sam Smith, there was Stone, there was Founders. Other than that, it was all like, you know, fucking bullshit macro stuff.
You're right, but now they got nothing. Yes.
It's a cold world.
I'm sorry. Too soon, Brad. Sam Smith, okay.
Yeah, Sam Smith on draft. So places like the Beer Temple and Hop Leaf. But you can try it on draft if you've never had it.
I feel like I've had it. Probably have had it.
We've probably had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? Oh, Fishman's. Fishman's is back. It's going to open on November 11th. Okay. Yeah, so this will be maybe like a mile north of the original location. They had a dispute with their landlord, but now they're back. The alderman said, hey, just because you don't like that space, you make sure you stay in this neighborhood.
We want you here.
Yeah, so this time they're going to revamp with a restaurant concept as well.
Oh,
so
cool.
But the bottle shop and the tap room opens on the 11th. The restaurant part is still a ways away.
Okay, we'll probably mention again next week because one of the events or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Guinness. They are celebrating their 200th anniversary in America.
Wow.
They have a stout to commemorate that. 8.5% compared to the traditional Guinness, which is about 5%.
Damn.
Yeah.
Double Guinness.
Guinness double barrel.
Is it in can bottles?
Oh, sorry. It's in it's in bottles, Stumpy bottles, six packs.
Stumpy six packs.
Stumpy six packs. The 200th anniversary version.
It's in
Guinness.
Stumpy six packs.
but the Stumpy one is cute though. Come on, man. Because it's like, it's shorter. It's a short, cocky.
It just sounds like so. For 200 years, we got Stumpy six packs.
You got your Stumpy six pack, America. You're welcome. went to the Takayo second year party and in Logan they had a pop-up party for Takayo.
Yeah.
Right. Takayo's 2 years old already, and the only beer I've ever had from Takayo was the Hominy Wheat Ale, right, the one in cans.
Yeah.
And you know, it tastes just like White Monarch from Two Brothers, but they brew everything at Two Brothers.
Yeah.
So they had the 2 year anniversary party.
Interesting.
But they debuted, well, it might not have been a debut, but they had the IPA and the Pilsner there.
Okay.
And it was at the East Room, across the street from Rev.
But Takayo is also owned by, like, one of the big
Constellation
brewers.
Constellation Brands.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which also, they recently bought some, like, weed farm.
Yeah.
Like, right? So, you got that in the news, too, right?
Yeah. So Constellation Brands, who owns Takayo, and they gave Ballast Point $1 billion as well.
Right.
Yeah. They also just spent almost $200 million for a 10% stake in what's called Canada's Canopy Growth Company.
Right.
So this is...
this is a play weed drinks. So I've had in... Oregon, we bought a THC-infused cold brewed coffee.
Yes.
And that packs a punch. Like, that's dangerous. Like, weed drinks are dangerous.
I mean...
Because that's even a harder thing to gauge. Like, all the candies and edibles, that's its own level if you haven't done that. But then when you have a drink, it's just another thing. Because when you're drinking beer, you're like, I'm drinking beer to get drunk. And then THC like takes longer, so then you have too much, and yeah, it could be dangerous.
I'm pretty sure there's a learning curve there. Yeah, when you're blending those two.
But they bought it as a play. They see basically the United States becoming legal within the next I think it said like 5 or 10 years.
This little it's true
article, and so they were kind of like, we're gonna be ready for it.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a 100-page report that suggests that the alcohol business in America is declining, in part because America's using more marijuana. So they're trying to get ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
But I believe that's slightly false. I don't think alcohol is declining because of marijuana. I think it's just declining. There's a lot more things to do. And stuff's expensive and people are also maybe opting not to drink.
Yeah, and I don't think I don't think marijuana is like cannibalizing alcohol, right?
No,
I'm trading my alcohol for marijuana. I don't think that's happening, but I mean, that's what they think. So they bought a marijuana company,
right? I don't think it is, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What else we got?
What else? Harpoon bought clown shoes. I don't think we care about that, though. You know, I think, like, maybe 5 years ago, right, we would, because I've had clown shoes. I actually did a clown shoe story maybe, like, 4 years ago or something.
Right, and then...
Yeah, and, I've had clown shoes before. I've had Harpoon before.
Quenchers was a place that always had clown shoes, beer on tap, and I remember going to Quenchers early on in the craft beer days of mine and drinking clown shoes beers, because it was also cheap. It was like $7.99 for a 22-ounce bomber.
Exactly. I remember you know, the bombers of clown shoes, they kind of remind you of Southern Tier a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, big over the top flavors in bomber format. Yeah,
so. But I haven't seen them around in a long time.
Yeah, and I can't tell you the last time I had a harpoon. So, I mean, we had that on the list, but yeah.
Okay. Know, whatever. All right.
Oh, but let's talk about this double barrel BCS.
Yeah.
Right. So that's one of the new BCSs this year. This one's going to be draft only. So they took the BCS. I'm like double barrel. So I'm thinking like.
So like Firestone Walker.
Exactly. Like, is this fresh oak? You took BCS and sat it in BCS barrels and then put it in fresh oak? Yeah. Or he's like, no, we took the BCS and then put it in another bourbon barrel. So it's basically.
So we took that infected barrel bourbon and put it in a new barrel. No.
I don't know if they did that exactly, but they did. It's basically a double infusion of bourbon.
Were they different barrels?
Right. No. All right. So different.
Were moving them around?
Yeah. So they took it out the one barrel.
Yeah.
And put it in another fresh bourbon barrel.
Okay.
So not a fresh oak barrel. They took it and put another fresh bourbon barrel.
Okay.
Right. So it's a double infusion of BCS. So
got probably a little more bourbon.
It's gonna have a more dominant bourbon profile than just BCS.
Okay.
Right. Oh, but that's gonna be draft only and debut at FOBAP.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool, especially because like, all right, the first time I had BCS was 2009 in the Bombers, right, at my uncle's house. I bought the chalice and everything, right, and it was just like the first time you have it is so over the top, you know, it's so boost forward, you don't know what to do with it. It takes you half hour to get through it, right? This BCS Reserve reminded me of the first time I had like the first sip of BCS.
Okay.
Right. Cause you know, BCS now, like, have you had it for a few years? It you kind of pull out like roasted marshmallow.
You can get the flavors more.
Brownie batter, right? Yeah. You pull out softer flavors the more you drink it. But that first time you ever have it and you've never had anything, never had a barrel aged beer before, you're like, what the fuck? I think that's what they're going for. They're going for you who you're used to BCS, and now we've got this thing that reminds you of the first sip you had.
Okay.
That, I think that's what this is.
All right. Yeah. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to trying that at FOBAB, 2.5 weeks?
Damn, dude. I'm scared of November, man. FOBAB? Oh, and yeah. I lost my train of thought there thinking about FOBAB.
Thinking about FOBAB right. And barrel-aged beers.
Right on. Oh, and finally in news, Anti-Hero is now seeing the 19.2-ounce can treatment.
So that's the Tall Boy?
Tall Boy. Tall Boy's a 16.
Oh.
So this is taller than the Tall Boy.
The tallest boy?
This is the tallest boy.
Yeah. What?
Right? Because, you know, like Half Acre and Finch, right?
Yeah.
Or even Hot Butcher, that format, the four-pack format, that's a 16-ounce can.
Why?
Dude, I don't even know, man.
Is it just to kind of make it stand out a little bit?
Right. What else is in 19.2?
I don't know. What's like, what are your, like...
If you get, what's a...
What's your big can, like, Foss, what's Foss? Foster's, is that 32 ounce?
I feel like that's a crawler size. That's a 32
that's
ounce.
That's 32, so that's too big. And then... In lines with, like, isn't, like, Modelo in, like, bigger cans? Like, basically malt liquor. Like, aren't there?
Right. You're outside of the craft beer realm at that point.
So now this is getting that crowd.
Now, if you're at the metro station and you're going back home to Waukegan or wherever.
You grabbed a 19-ounce can.
Instead of grabbing the 19-ounce Corona. Or the 19-ounce St. Pauli Girl, or whatever.
That's those, right?
Yeah.
Those
are than that. I feel like it's that. I feel like you're going after that. It's a smart play. It's the play that Fire Rabbit should have took.
Yeah,
The play that Fire Rabbit should have took.
So I think Rev is realizing that there's another group of people that aren't millennials with money that are drinking craft beer that are kind of like, oh, I want something a little more, a little more punch, a little more flavor. Yeah.
So it's for them.
That's smart.
That's it for news.
Mm. Speaking of Modelo, we put up that article on the website, the little interview.
Yeah, we we chatted with the Modelo Brewmaster down in Mexico.
Modelo, Mexico.
I mean,
worse. We don't know anyone.
We talked to a full disclosure, and we talked about this on a show. We gave him like 20 questions.
Yeah.
And they dismissed like half of them. Mm-hmm. But the 10 that he answered are on the Chicago Beer Pass page.
So chicagobeerpass.com. Check that out. Check out a few photos there as well.
Right on. So.
Whew, big episode as we come back. We didn't even talk as you turn your notebook over. Off Color opens tonight.
Yeah, the Mousetrap.
It's called the Mousetrap, okay.
Yeah, they're doing their Dino S'mores release tonight.
Mm-hmm. And then it looks like Maple Room.
Maplewood.
Maplewood. No. Their Maple Room is almost open.
It'd be cool if it was called the Maple Room.
Should be. That's what they should call it right now. That's about to open, so yeah, we'll probably be checking both those out very soon. But let's get out of here. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch. We're not recording here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, we said it, chicagobeerpass.com. Everything that's posted there. Instagram, Nick was posting on that while I was away, so I got to step up my game now that I'm back. And yeah, we'll be back next week with a new episode. This is Halloween, so we're into November. Fobab, Thanksgiving, more Christmas beers.
Yay, us.
Take care.
Cheers.